I don't want to leave the mountaintop at all. I want to stay right here because I want to grow so tall that when those people down in the valley look up at the mountain and see me, they'll think of God. Well, years passed. Rain came, the sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. Then one day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It's perfect for me." So with a swoop of the axe, the first tree fell. The first tree thought, "Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest. I shall hold a wonderful treasure." The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of the axe, the second tree fell. And the second tree thought, "Now I shall see mighty waters. I shall be strong, a strong ship carrying mighty kings." The third tree, her heart sank when the woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall as she could and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me." With the swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought her to a carpenter's shop, but the carpenter fashioned the tree into a feed box. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold and treasure. She was coated with dust and filled with hay. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took her to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ship was made that day. Instead, this once proud, strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. She was too small and too weak to sail on the ocean or even a river. Instead, they put her on a lake. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in a lumber yard. "What happened?" once tall tree wondered. "All I ever wanted to do was to stay on the mountaintop and point to God." Many, many days pass. The trees nearly all forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured out over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn babe in the feed box. "I wish I could make a cradle, a suitable cradle for him," said the husband. But the mother squeezed his hand. She smiled. "This manger is beautiful. It's just fine." Well, as she placed her newborn babe in the manger, then suddenly the first tree knew it was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the middle of the lake. Soon a thundering and a thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. She knew she did not have the strength to carry so many people. It was windy and it was raining. And a tired man in the boat, he stood up. He stood straight, stretched out his hand. "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly, the second tree, he knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. Well, one Wednesday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten wood pile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry and jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and even cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose, The third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. The third tree knew her divine destiny. It made the third tree very strong. And every time people thought of her, they would think of God and an old rugged cross. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world. And now Emily and Tommy are going to sing for us "The Cross That Made the Difference for You and for Me."